Hello, and welcome to the Handy Capable Black Woman Throne Room. My view of humanity is a whole new tea. Well, I told you guys I'm going to be doing more Reddit story situations. Am I the absolute horror? We're just going to get right into it. If you need to pause so you can get a snack or, you know, something to drink, you know, go ahead. But I try to dig in a little deep into some of these. Some of these are going to be kind of straight to the point, but I've got an interesting one today. The title for this one is, Am I the Absolute Nightmare for Refusing to Name My Son After Me? My family have a tradition going back 6 generations in which the firstborn son is named William. My father and I go by our middle names to avoid confusion, whilst my grandfather is known as Bill. It's not that I don't like tradition, it's just that my middle name, James, is the name I've always been known as, and I always hated being made fun of when I was younger, especially at school, when a teacher would inevitably call out my actual first name while taking the register, and all of the other kids would laugh at me for trying to explain that I didn't want to be called that. Now, I am an adult. I know that if I wanted to, I could legally change my name by deed poll, but I guess I've just got used to the inconvenience. And at this stage of my life, it's more of a conversation starter, if anything else. I understand that all of the things to be made fun of when younger, it's pretty low down on the list, and some people would just say, I'm being petty. Anyways, I have recently become a father to a beautiful baby boy, and to my family's horror, we have named him Ezra, which both me and my partner love. We've still given the middle name William, but this is not good enough for my family, who have practically not acknowledged my son's name at all. He's 3 months old now, and whenever they interact with him, he's referred to as Junior or the child. All I really want for Ezra is for him to feel like he's his own person when he grows up, to not feel like there is some kind of burden on him to live up to any expectations we might have for him, like I suppose I've always felt somewhat, and to feel comfortable knowing that any decisions he makes, me and his mom will always support him. This is what makes me stand by our decision, but I can't help but feel guilt for breaking the tradition, and that there is now a slight rift between me and my family, especially my dad. Am I the absolute nightmare for not naming my son William? So let's try to dig in a little bit, because one thing I know I'm gonna have to study and learn more about is the tradition of passing on the male name, the male line, because I wonder which cultures and tribes and like the significance, the meaning of it, because name and a person's name is such a big deal and of significance, because when you say someone's name incorrectly, it's annoying, it's frustrating. And I have met several people who, or men who, when they're a junior or the third, they take such pride in it, and it's such a big deal because they know that they're passing on the namesake on to another generation. But sometimes I wonder how much people put in the name instead of the character of the person, because a name can only get you so far. And well, in America, yeah, sometimes they hire you based off your name. Sometimes if your name sounds a little ethnic, yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, put to the side. to the point where some people, yeah, they have their Americanized names, and even in public or even just in their surroundings of people, they have another name that they go by in order to feel like they could be more included. And because I, for one, with my name, sometimes I get, it's frustrating. It's like when people try to tell me how to say my name, but then I have to teach them a little linguistics lesson and a little about phonetics and things like that. And also how the American language pronunciation is wildly different depending on the word and the letter combinations within the word. So, but especially for people who are of different nationalities, I think you understand what I mean. Because I've had people tell me, let me just give you a nickname. Let me just shorten your name. Let me just call you this. No, that's not my name. That's not my name. And with your family members wanting to call him Junior and the child, no, that's not his name. And his name isn't a difficult name to even pronounce or say, so I don't see the issue. I don't see the problem, other than that they didn't get their way. And see, I think that's the whole thing. They're upset because they didn't get their way, but they're forgetting this is your child. Not property, but your child. Some family members almost want to treat children as property. And they tell the child what they have to do, what they have to pursue, who they have to marry. Think that. Yeah. So, even with the name, it's like, yes, your family gives you your name. And yes, sometimes there is tradition within the name. But sometimes traditions come to an end. Sometimes something different can be beautiful. And you have his middle name as William, and it's like Ezra William, and then his last, like, it's like that's a very, I believe that's a nice name. And so just one thing, maybe you have to set boundaries for your family members, and maybe you need to make sure that they know if they're going to come to your house, if they want to spend time with your child, with, and okay, this sounds like property, but I don't mean it as property. But if they want to spend time with your child, they are going to have to call him by the name that you gave your child. They're going to have to call this child by his name, the name that you decided to put on his birth certificate. And just how you have the right to be able to change your name in the future, if down the line, if Ezra decides to switch the names to continue the tradition, he will be allowed that same right. But you made a decision, and he will have an opportunity to make that decision once he gets older. And in the meantime, your family needs to call the child by his given name. His given name, not the choice of the name that they wanted to enforce on him. And so, it's like, I'm not going to say too much more, but I was curious on the names and the meanings of the names, because every name has meaning and depth. And especially like when I write my characters in my novel, when I name a character, I look up the meaning and I look up the the background and other people who are named that and things like that, because there's power in a name and beauty and strength. And just like I said earlier, like, character is more important, but sometimes if a child knows of the meaning of their name, why they were given that name, that helps. That helps their confidence. That, like, especially as the child gets older and then they start spending time with family members, or if they're babysitting, and then if a family member is just like, oh, William, do you want a peanut butter and jelly or do you want a bologna sandwich? He can look at them and he's like, well, first it's Ezra. Do you, he won't need to say it, but in the back of his mind, he could be like, you need me to spell it for you. E-Z-R-A. Okay. Like, but if you teach him the boundaries, and if you set boundaries for your family members, because you gave your child his name, the same thing your parents did upon you. And if they are disappointed, guess what? None of us are perfect. Like, no child has been a perfect example of what the parents want and desire. None of us. We've all disappointed our parents at least once in our life. And if you haven't, God, oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart. But guess you are the child of the William Sr., but at the same time, you're a grown adult now. And it's not your job to always make him happy. That's not your job. Your job is to live your life. So live your life. Make your choices. Don't make your family members pressure, like, force you to do something you don't want to do. That's not healthy. Because how about if you did name Ezra William? It's like, all throughout his life, you're going to be thinking, that's not what I wanted to name him. That's not what I saw when he was born. That's not what I had in my mind. And then also with your wife or with your spouse, it's like, she might be disappointed because she was like, but I wanted this name. So it sounds like you both like the name. So just, yeah. And I did look up the meaning, so. And with William, it's a German name, meaning resolute protection. And it's derived from Wilhelm, composed of the elements of will and helm, referring to helmet or protection. And so it's like kind of a protector type of, like, an army general kind of thing I'm imagining. But then I looked up Ezra. And Ezra means help or helper. And, I mean, if you're from, like, if you're Christian or religious or whatever, but it's like Ezra was an important character within the Bible. Because of the, like, rebuilding and everything like that. I'm not going to get too far into that or whatever. But because, yeah, last thing, I don't preach on here. But there's beauty in the name. And meaning in the name. But most importantly, make sure there's character within that child. Make sure you show your Ezra what love is, what compassion is, what sharing is. What, just make sure you make Ezra the best person he can be. So whichever name he chooses to go by, he's a strong person with a strong name. And he will be able to have his head held high with whichever name he chooses to go by once he's an adult. So, in my opinion, you are absolutely not the absolute nightmare. But I would be very careful with the family members. And I would make sure that he's only around people who respect him and his name. and will be honorable enough to call him by his given name. Trust me, I know. It's like, so I will save that for a story time, but make sure that child is named and called and referred to as his actual name. Because if, when people try to boss you around and tell you and tell him, oh, just let me call you this. Oh, I don't want to say that. It's like, or that's different. That's unique. That's not tradition. No. No, 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 no. But anyway, it's like, thank you so much for listening to the Handy Capable Black Woman Throne Room. My view of humanity is a whole new tea. And please don't forget that I have tons of stuff on Amazon. More stuff is going to be loaded on Etsy. And I'm just going to keep working and creating and developing and growing and expounding on here. And soon, I promise, very soon, I will have a new episode on the Handy Capable Black Nerd. I've been busy. Real busy. And I'm planning on for you guys to actually see me soon. Oh, but if you've seen my previous episodes, yeah, all of the men who troll me and say that I'm ugly and fat, and like, part of me is just like, so why are you writing, like, can you not find a woman that you're attracted to? Like, why are you wasting my time? The only thing you've got to do today is troll women and tell them that they're not worth your time, but your time is spent, right? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. So blah, 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 blah. Anyway. So yeah, trust me. I got more stories. I've got a lot more trolls. And oh, catfish. If you watch the catfish episode, I've got like, there's some comments from the catfish that I'm talking to. You will not believe. But okay. Anyways, yeah, I got to record another episode, and I gotta write 2 chapters of my novel, and yeah, let's just say a lot more coming. So you guys have an amazing day, and stay on your goals, don't give up, and just know that I am the Handy Capable Black Woman. I am a woman, I am of color, and I am handy capable, but most importantly, I am human, and you're human too. You're gonna live your life, and you're gonna slay. Okay? Okay. Bye.